This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. News is coming out of what really was said in Secretary of State John Kerry's meeting with his counterpart with the Vatican, Cardinal-designate Pietro Parolin, on January 14th. While they naturally discussed other political topics, what is slowly coming out is that Parolin used the meeting as an opportunity to blast the Obama administration for forcing religious groups to pay for birth control and drugs that may cause abortions. The line between contraception and abortion is becoming more distinct as new studies show all emergency contraceptives capable of causing abortion. The documented termination of life at the hands of potent artificial hormones is meeting resistance from abortion advocates that deny the humanity of the embryo before implantation. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, Canada's High Court is set to hear a case to legalize assisted suicide. Britain is seeking a new protocol to have abortions occur at home and without the care of a doctor. And finally, a video of Seattle Seahawk fullback Derek Coleman at lifenews.com is worth watching, if only because our editor is a Steeler fan and I'm a Hawk fan. Overcoming the adversity of disability to become a rookie free agent is making Coleman a role model for many facing any adversity. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.